You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here on the field in the Pat Mullen Fieldhouse for the first offseason mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. Let's get started with a question from Nicholas Persons about C.J. Anderson. Now that C.J. Anderson has a 1,000-yard season on his resume, where does he stand among Broncos' all-time greats at the running back position? Well, obviously not in the top tier. That's for Terrell Davis and Floyd Little, Hall of Famers, all-time greats at the position. But you start getting into the next class of running backs. Go to, say, Clinton Portis, for example, two big years in 02 and 03. Otis Armstrong back in the 70s led the league in rushing 1 year. Sammy Winder in the 80s had that big season in 84 and some other good seasons. Onto guys like Mike Anderson in the 2000s. You know, that's the class in which C.J. Anderson finds himself. Other guys had more 1,000-yard seasons, certainly, than C.J. Anderson. But you look at his resume, he's certainly a top 10 back, maybe kind of somewhere in the middle of that pack in the top 10, you know, around 5, 6, 7 perhaps all-time, because you look at the 1,000-yard season, you look at a Pro Bowl appearance, but you also look at what he did during that playoff run of 2015, really carrying the offense at times during the postseason. And, of course, you remember that touchdown run that he had in Super Bowl 50, carrying Panthers defenders on his back as he crossed the goal line with a score that clinched Super Bowl 50. You know, who knows what happens from here for C.J. Anderson, but based on what he's accomplished in the first 5 years of his career, you certainly have to regard him as at least a top 10 all-time back in Broncos history. I'd say probably in the top 5 to 7 all-time backs based on the postseason accomplishment as well as what he did in the regular season. And certainly, you cannot write the history of the Denver Broncos now without including the name of C.J. Anderson. That's why I was glad he got that 1,000-yard accomplishment on his resume. It was really all that was missing from his career with the Denver Broncos. Certainly, he's done enough in 5 years to be well-remembered. Great to see him get that 1,000-yard season on his resume. Really happy for him. He's been a great Bronco so far in his career. On to the next question from Rick Casey. What's been the deal with 2017 second-round pick DeMarcus Walker? Well, it was a tough year for DeMarcus Walker coming into the league. He was a defensive tackle at Florida State in their 4-3, moving to a 3-4 defensive end position with the Broncos, working as a 3 and a 5 technique type of player. But then, of course, in training camp, had to make the transition to outside linebacker because the Broncos had some injuries there and wanted to find out what he could do. And then, of course, kind of looking at him maybe as a hybrid type player, outside linebacker, defensive end. But as Joe Woods mentioned at midseason, you know, one of the things that got the Broncos' attention with DeMarcus Walker was what he did as a pass rusher on the interior, which would be a 3-4 defensive end role. And if you look at the sack that he had in Week 17 against the Chiefs, that is working at that defensive end spot. And why that's the most advantageous thing for him in all likelihood is because at 280 pounds, yeah, maybe he's going to have a size disadvantage going up against an opposing guard, but he's going to have a speed and quickness advantage. And if you look at that sack against the Chiefs late in that game of Patrick Mahomes, that's all about quickness and speed, getting in there and getting to Mahomes really before Mahomes can even react. That's the kind of play he made quite often at Florida State, taking advantage of the size, speed, quickness advantage that he had going up against those bigger, slower guards. So I think you could see more of that from DeMarcus Walker in year two. I think a key for him is going to be settling him at one spot, perhaps focusing on the pass rush role for him at defensive end on the inside, turning him loose in pass rush situations. That could get him into a groove. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us next week, and we'll have plenty of draft and free agency chatter over the next few weeks, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMace to ask a question and listen to me every weekday, 10 to noon on Orange and Blue 760 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater on 1st and 10 at 10. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.